Let's move on to sport now. Yes, please. And I always love welcoming my next guest. I'm a big fan of hers. She is, of course, Fatima Ahmed, founder of The Popping Crease. And we're talking cricket, obviously. Hello, you.
Hi, Sarah Jane. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. So the 2021 edition of the Momentum One Day Cup kicking off last weekend. The country's cricket franchises battling it out for the premier domestic one day competition. So the KZN based Dolphins currently top of Pool B after three games, right? But of course, the game's being played under heightened COVID-19 protocols, with Cricket SA opting for a shortened version. Am I right in hearing in the news there that all the players have been tested negative? Is that right?
Yeah, that should be correct. Yeah. I mean, I haven't heard anything about any players being removed or in isolation or
good
anything.
Stuff.
So fingers crossed, it's been all been good, and that's, I think, why it's been good that all the games are in the same ground to limit travel and all that stuff. But they have shortened the games. Dolphins are actually in Pool A, but so all the Pool A games were in. I'm going to get confused.
You can't be any more confused than me. Your knowledge will always be inordinately better than mine.
So, CSA shortened it. They brought the Pool B games a week earlier than originally planned. So they're now going to be from the 22nd to the 30th of January. But it is a bit of a tight squeeze for the Six Gun Grill Cobras in particular, who will have to play 3 days in a row to accommodate all their games. So, yes, it's just it's shortened games, but it's still 50 overs. It's a lot of it's taxing on the bodies and all the players. So I hope that they don't have any injuries that come from these three consecutive games.
Yeah. Listen, the defending champions, Dolphins, have dominated Pool A so far, while the teams in Pool B are yet to take to the field. Does it seem that those teams in the other group could stop them from defending their title?
Absolutely. The tournament's basically split into two halves. So Pool A had all their games first, and now Pool B get all their games next from the 22nd. So they absolutely have their chance because they can catch up. I just think it's very unfortunate that bad weather and not the cricket has decided two of the semi-finalists, because Pool A had so many of their games washed out with rain.
Listen, before we let you go, the Proteas are leaving for Pakistan at the back of an impressive Test series win over Sri Lanka. Now, obviously, a lot of issues at hand, including COVID-19 and lingering security concerns in Pakistan. Do you think the national team is properly prepared for the trip?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if we talk about security, Proteas coach Mark Boucher has said that they have sent their security guys to Pakistan to check on the security situation, and they've confirmed it's completely safe. Mark Boucher then said he has no issues about safety, and he's happy to just get going and start playing cricket. In terms of COVID and bubble life, Quinton de Kock has raised some concerns about the challenges that come from this, and he's been quite vocal about the difficulties players face living in lockdown for such a long time, but understands there's nothing they can do about it. But he admits that lockdown and quarantine life is perhaps going to be a hard part of the tour to deal with. And in terms of being ready for another Test series, they thankfully had a good run against Sri Lanka, and the batsmen have spent a lot of time in the middle. So fingers crossed, they put in a really good performance, and it's a really competitive and challenging series.
Yeah, indeed. Fatima Ahmed is the founder at The Popping Crease. Always a massive pleasure having her on the show. Thanks so much, Fatima. Let's chat again soon.